I put a virus on your computer. I put a virus.
Why did you do that?
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cuttings. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Is there furry pornography?
Yeah, there's lots of furry pornography.
How much do you have in your collection?
Actually, I have like 10,000.
You have 10,000 furry pornos?
Yeah, 10,000 images.
What do you think is the best way to clean semen off of your fursuit?
Actually, my semen is hard to clean when it's wet, so I have to wait for it to be dry. Then I can clean it with water, so I can brush it with water, and that's done.
How did you initially get into the furry lifestyle?
Well, long time ago, I was looking for soup porn, bestiality, sex with animals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I found that furry images, and I said, oh, I like that the more.
So you said that you had an interest in bestiality.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, what animals have you had sex with?
Oh, I've never tried except with dogs.
Just with dogs?
Yeah.
What kind of dogs are your favorite?
Well, German Shepherd. They are big dogs, and they are obedient. So you can tell them yes, or you can tell them not.
What's the best way to train a German Shepherd to have intercourse with you?
It's a whole procedure. You have to masturbate the dog for the first time. Then, you stand on all fours so that the dog can mount you.
Oh!
And, things happen.
How do you actually guide the dog's penis into your ass?
Well, once the dog is on you, he starts trying to find the hole. Finally, he finds it, and it goes all the way in.
Wow.
How many German Shepherds have you had sex with in your life?
Actually, two.
Do you use lubrication when you're having sex with a German Shepherd?
Yeah. Lubricant, water-based lubricant.
Does dog semen taste different than human semen?
Everyone's semen tastes different.
Which do you prefer?
Well, actually, I prefer certain person's semen. A guy, a friend of mine, yeah.
Why do you prefer his?
It's like sweet.
Yeah. What a broken man! Never a broken man! My heart of
this thought's like 100 moths trapped in a lampshade. Somewhere within.
Come on, pick
the
up.
Wings banging. Hello. And burning.
Zach talking.
This night, forever awake, he lies shaking and starving.
Gracias por llamarnos. Ahora no estamos disponibles. Por favor, deja tu mensaje. Dios te bendiga.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mierda, puta, madre, a culo.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and message review.
Mierda, puta, madre, a culo.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your to send your message now,
press pound.
To specify urgent priority, press 2. Message marked.
Okay. Maybe this person will pick up.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You have a wedding dress you're selling?
I do.
And it's like a size 2? All right.
Uh-huh.
Was it used, or did you cancel the wedding because you were cheating on them or something?
No, I wore it.
Okay. Oh, well, congratulations. How old is wedding dress?
About 5 years.
So you got married about 5 years ago? Yay! Yay! Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yay! Have you had a baby yet?
Are you interested in the dress, or what is this conversation about?
Yeah, I just want to make sure, like, so am I not allowed? Because I want to get it for her, because she's poor as shit. But, like, is it, like, I'm not supposed to see it? Is that for real how it works? I don't know how this works, you know?
You're wanting to get it for who?
For my fiancé machine. I'm going to marry her. And she's she's having trouble with the dress, and she's stressed out. And I don't want her to have to work anymore overtime because she's going crazy, and I love her so much. Fucking you know, and it's Mother's Day, and I, you know. So that's all. I was asking if you had any children yet, because happy Mother's Day if you did. But I didn't want to be awkward.
Okay, thank you. So are you here in Rogersville?
Yeah, I'm in Rogersville, yeah. I work in Bulls Gap, and I live in Rogersville.
Okay, well, I can send pictures of the dress to you, or...
Okay, good, yeah, pictures would be good, and then after that, maybe I could see it, and I don't know. Maybe if I can just touch it and smell it, you know? But I'm not allowed to see it, right, as the groom?
I mean, that's typically... That's up to you guys. I don't know how you do it.
Did you have any sex on that wedding night? Is there any sexual fluids on it, you think? On the wedding dress?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, I want to make sure. Maybe do we have to have a dry clean? I don't know if you got any sexual fluids, you know, or any like a lot
of
sweat.
Okay, seriously, like if you're not serious about this dress, then I have like an idea that you're just like some crazy guy that's just calling and like harassing women.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
No.
Well. The way that this conversation is going, I don't like.
Okay. I'm sorry. If you're interested in the dress
and want to see pictures, that's fine.
I didn't mean for you to feel uncomfortable, you know. I'm sorry, honey, baby. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, well, honey. I'm going to go now.
Did you already get divorced?
I mean, do you want to talk to my husband?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Actually, you know what? He's in bed, so I'm not going to wake him. But
so
I can send you a couple pictures of the wedding dress.
Okay.
right. And if you're interested, then I will come with him and you can, you know, buy the dress.
Oh, it's like that. Okay. All right. Yeah, we could do that. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So no stains on the dress, nothing like that.
Listen, dude, I don't know who you are.
Do you have any dirty...
Why you're acting
do you all right,
this
listen.
Way?
Here, I'll tell you what it is, what I'm really at, okay? And you tell me if your husband, or whatever. Do you have any dirty panties? Because I like to buy the dirty panties from the women who've worn them already. And I give you up to $100 or more each, depending on how good the panties are, you know?
Okay.
I mean, it's
my
just,
best
it's
friend
good.
Is a police it's, officer here in Rogersville, and I have your phone number right now.
Yeah, but it's legal to say
so,
that. I'm just responding.
Not
general
ass women. It's not. I don't even know who you are.
I'm not. I'm just responding to your ad, and I'm asking questions about
you're
the
not responding to my ad. My ad said I had a wedding dress for sale. My ad didn't ask you to question my sex life, but ask to buy my panties. I don't know.
I said that I do that. That's all I said. I didn't proposition you or anything like that for them.
Okay, listen. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in the dress, I'll send you pictures of the dress.
Okay.
But this conversation is over.
Okay, well, text me back pictures of the dress. That's fine. Okay, honey.
Bye.
All right, bye. Wow. Okay. Awesome. That was great, guys, huh? Oh, shit. All right. All right. We got someone looking for a 2-bedroom house for rent. Let's see if they answer. It's not looking good.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Are you still looking for a place to rent?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I am sorry.
Okay, honey. So what's your situation, Machine? Is it two, are you two lesbians, or what are you? Who's looking, just you?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie.
Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Garabo. But yes. Yes, in continuation of what I was asking, you want a 2-bedroom house to rent? That's fine. I have several properties, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you in Rogersville or Bulls Gap? What's your situation, honey?
I'm in Rogersville.
All right. Have you heard of Horse Machine Ranch? It's a new development.
No.
Okay. Well, I have a 2-bedroom ranch. It's a 2-bedroom house with 2 bath machines, all right? And then you get 20 acres around it, a property, wooded property, and it has a spring.
And it has a spring.
What's going on with the phone?
What's going on with the phone? Phone. I don't know. Phone.
What is your problem with the phone?
I don't know.
What was that? What did you do?
I don't know. It just keeps echoing.
Oh. Did you put me on speakerphone?
No, it won't quit echoing.
It won't quit echoing? Oh, shit. Are you okay now? Hey, what kind of...
Hello?
What kind of piece of shit phone you have?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie, I said. I got a house for sale, for rent, rather. I got a house for rent. Is it you and another woman? Are you in a relationship with her? Is it by yourself? Or what's going on? Hello?
Hi, no, it's me and my boyfriend.
Oh, you're not married, though?
No.
And you're how old?
18.
And you're not married yet?
No.
Why aren't you at home with your mom?
How did you get my number?
Well, you haven't even graduated high school yet, motherfucker. When did you graduate? This week?
Is this Magoo?
No, did you just graduate this week?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Wow. That's awesome. Wow, so you're like barely legal, huh? Yeah. Do you got any dirty panties I can buy off of you? Because you're like...
Yeah, I do.
You're like exactly barely legal. Like you're the closest to barely legal as possible.
Yeah.
In the week of your graduation. Wow. Yeah. Wow, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hold on.
All right.
Is this Magoo?
Yeah, what's up?
Magoo, what the fuck?
We're having a big fucking party out here. You want to come down?
Hold on.
There's 30, 40 people here. We're fucking partying right now.
Where are you at?
We're here at my We're at my place. There's like 30, 40 people right now.
Let's go.
Why don't you come over here? Because we're all fucking. Some of us are fucking, you know? We wanted to fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, come over so we can fuck. We want to fuck. Okay. Barely legal. What was the name? Who am I? Gerb? I don't have a party background. I need to get one. I don't think I do. So the best I had was casino. Note to self, find a party background shit. Anyway. Alright. Multifamily, there was a big garage sale, basically. They had a lot of shit. Guns. Tools, bow and arrow, and case, saws, fishing stuff. I like where this is going. You see where this is going? Lots of clothing for whole family, all sizes. Designer purses, including Coach, Michael Kors, Dooney, Vera Bradley, and more. I have no idea what any of those are except for Coach. Jewelry, books, toys, double H items, linens, whatever. Collectibles. All right, whatever. Let's see if they got any shit left. I like saying it like that. You got any shit? I don't reveal how I make the sauce, and you don't want to see how the sausage is made. That's Bernadette.
Currently, I'm unavailable to take your call.
Try again.
Shit. Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all, or drown in my own shit.
All right. He said his own shit. My own shit. Back to the numbers. Looking over, huh? We got people looking for Yorkies. Jorkies, as they say in Puerto Rico. My daughter is looking for a Jorkie male and female. Must be, letter B, full-blooded, prefer with papers. If anyone has number one, one for sale, reasonable, please give me a call, thanks. That was typed with no grammar punctuation, and the only letter with a capital was the first letter in the entire sentence, which means that it was probably only capitalized automatically by the keyboard they were using. So, this is what we have to work with. See if they get the Jorky Jet. Jorky Jet?
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, come on, man.
Pitch system.
I have good Jorkies.
Your call has been forwarded to it.
Shit, man. This gentleman says, well, I don't know if it's a gentleman, but I presume. And you'll see why here in 2 seconds. I am a long-time reader and comic book, all caps, collector, waiting to buy a collection of comic books, all caps, or toys, all caps, related to comic books, capitalized. Most titles with 10, 12, 15, 20, 25, 30-cent cover prices, such as DC, Marvel, Dell, Gold Key, Timely, and Atlas, just to name a few. Batman, X-Men, Amazing Spider-Man, The Flash, Captain, fucking this guy, he just wrote every fucking guy. Batman, X-Men, Amazing Spider-Man, The Flash, Captain America, Green Lantern, Incredible Hulk, what, Daredevil, before, why not just say everyone that has a movie franchise, stupid. Basically, yeah, all of them do. Let's see, Batman, yes, X-Men, yes, Amazing Spider-Man, yes, The Flash, The Flash. I think The Flash is going to be in the DC universe, so yes. Captain America, yes. Green Lantern, it sucked, but yes. Incredible Hulk, yes. Daredevil, yes, on Netflix now. And Thor, yes. When I just say all the ones that have the fucking shit. Anyway. God, I sound like an old man. Why not have just put this like comic book guy? Yes. Super gay. Oh, what's that Jerky Boy prank call about super gay? Comic book. What was that? Because you got super gay? You want to be my little turtle? Shit, now I gotta find it.
You have reached 357-3197, the home of Charles and Lisa Bond.
He's talking about Fart Man. He said, you got that Fart Man? I'm like, no, not yet. Well, that's where he goes, I want to pet you like my little turtle. You know what I mean? And I love that because that's kind of where I got the whole I'll pet you like a little chicken thing that I say sometimes. Shit, I don't even remember which album that was from, though, bro. Anyone know? Anyone in chat room remember? I mean, I know I have it here, but for me to find it now. I know it wasn't on 1 or 2. I think it was on Jerky Boys 3. Let's see. If I can deduce it quickly here. This is my show, my network. I do what I want. Jerky Boys 3 was in 96. It might have been... No. I think it was the 97 one. See, I have no idea. He's like, yeah, you got a queer fucking book? Anyone chat room in? Just the testing for Jeopardy one. I like to Jeopardy, baby. Yeah, see, this one came on October of 97, which I remember buying it right when it came out. I remember listening to it my freshman year of college on my Walkman. I was still rocking the Walkman. I had bought it on tape. I was still... Most people had a CD player at that point. Portable CD. I was still on tape. Just for portable purposes. I did buy CDs, but I would make a copy for on the go. On the tape. Which is whack. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it right now because it's going to take me way too long. Maybe it's not the 99 one either. Shit. Bad Tomatoes, Florida TV repair. What's it? You know, Brad's really good at figuring this out. Let me give it another shot on Google. Jerky. Way too loud. Jesus. That stupid whole fart man thing never came to fruition. Ended up becoming the story of Howard Stern up to his first marriage. The good movie would be of his life after the shit in Private Parts. That's the book he needs to fucking write. You won't fucking do it, though. Come on, Howard. Anyway, prank calls, right? This is a prank call show. I'm getting back on track, I promise. Someone has a Dell laptop for sale, like new, with a soft case. Okay. And they're also looking for an indoor puppy, young adult, preferred female dog machine. And thanks for bearing with me while I had a moment there where I was convinced I was going to figure out what prank that was on my own. Danimal, you're mid. Mini disc, I really wanted that to take off. That was just cool. You're right, man. I wish that shit would have taken off. It was just fun to you.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, honey baby? I see you were looking for a dog.
Yes.
All right. Well, what kind of parent are you? What do you want to do with the dog? You want to pet the dog, talk to the dog, hump the dog? What do you have planned for the dog?
No, just as a pet.
Just as a pet? Do you want to breed her? Get her to fuck?
No, absolutely not.
Do you have another dog now?
I don't. I just need to. I live alone. I'm retired.
You're retarded? You need a friend?
Retired.
Oh. It's good that they let you have your own home still, you know? That's good.
Right.
So you probably get bored. I'm stuck at home. I broke my ankle over a year ago, and I'm stuck at home. She doesn't care about my price. That's a real problem I have. I was crying about it today. That's horrible. Super gay. That it is. That's what I started out saying, Clay. Really? Are you for real that it's super gay? I even said I'm not going to just type super gay. Oh, my God. Thank you. Holy shit, it is super gay. That's all I had to do this whole time. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
You have reached the voicemail box of... 4-2
All right, thank you, Clay. You win $5 Madhouse dollars, and here's Super Gay.
How may I help you?
Yeah, you got comic books?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, where are they? What's, you know, what are they, funny? Hello?
Some of them.
Yeah, they're funny?
Some of them, yeah.
I mean, if I read them, am I going to get a little chuckle or a giggle or something?
Possibly.
Yeah. How many you got?
Everything, Superman, Batman.
I didn't ask you what characters you had. I didn't ask you to go into all that.
Yeah, hello?
You got a little smart with her mouth. I just asked one question. You should go all nasty with me.
Excuse me?
What superheroes you got?
The Flash.
Speak up.
What?
Speak up, Bozo. I can barely hear you.
I said, The Flash?
Yeah. You got any of them Fartman comic books?
Nah, Farman doesn't have a comic book.
Oh, no?
Nah, not yet.
All right, come on. Give me some more superheroes you got.
Fantastic Four, Captain America, Superman.
Oh, whoa, wait, asshole. I don't ask you for all those fucking things. I didn't ask you that.
So what do you want
to
know?
I didn't ask you that stupid characters to go into all that shit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm delirious.
I just asked you if you had comic books.
Oh, yeah.
And what, are they really funny? Are they going to make me laugh?
You know what? We got, like, super gay.
Yeah, you have a fucking queer book? Why don't I come down there and read that book with you? Me and you.
Me and you?
I'll read that book with you, and then I'll fill you up like a fucking, like a, my little turtle.
Wow.
Get off the phone, you...
Well, he's not having that, getting felt up like a little turtle. Well, that's awesome. Thank you, Mr. Super Clay. Super Gay Clay. Super Gay Clay, they call him there in the chat room sometimes. And I have no position on that whatsoever. Kidding. They don't call him that. Nobody calls him that except for me right now. I just made it up and said that. Okay. Why not burn some more bridges, Carlito? Alright, where was that on this list? Yes. I'm at the Bowflex that was for sale. Let me give that a shot. It said barely used. You know, that happens a lot. And to be honest, that's what I would do. If one day I might get... I'm like, I'm going to get better. I'm going to buy a Bowflex machine. I saw the commercial. And I'll be hanging laundry from it within 2 weeks.
You've reached the voicemail of Kathy Hurd. Please leave a message, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can.
What the fuck is wrong with that fucking message, man? Sounds like she's taking... It's as if she picked up the phone running from the fucking other side of the house. Way to make you think she picked up.
Voicemail, Kathy Hurd, please leave.
See, it didn't seem that apparent that time. I'm just hearing shit, guys. Pay no attention to me. I'm a fucking loser. I'm a loser, shut in. There was an estate sale on Friday and Saturday at this location here. That's all we know. Let's make a bid. What's your bid? Man, I'm coughing tonight. My car is caked in yellow, dude, with pollen. It's disgusting. I thought the pollen and shit was bad in Florida. Fuck. Up north? Fuck, it's worse up here. Different foliage, I guess, man.
Hello?
Yeah, what do you say there? You had an estate sale this past weekend, sir?
Yes, we did.
Oh, good. God bless you, by the way, and I'm sorry for your lost machine. I'm calling to make an offer on anything you got left. Sometimes I'll make an offer on the entire thing and haul it away for you and pay you good money for all the shit.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Oh!
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'll start with, I'm sorry for your loss machine. I understand you had an estate sale this past weekend.
Yes,
What do you have left over? I like to make big offers on entire closing offers on whatever's left, and I'll take it away, and I mine and grind it and all that stuff. I clean it up. I have sex with it. Did you have any... nice stuff left over, any knickknacks, I'll even take whatever you got. What you got, honey? Hello? Hello? Boom, 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 boom. Oh. Got a little too carried away there and strong. That was a subpar prank call on my fault. I see my failure, though. I recognize it. I admit it. Swig and a miss. Yeah, ain't answering. She's not answering. All right, scooping back a little bit further last week. Gentleman posted for sale a 250 Chevy inline six-cylinder, taking out of a three-speed on the column truck that was wrecked. What? I don't know what he's talking about. I think it's just the engine machine for $100. He's talking a bunch of shit about aluminum and numbers. Let's see if he's a good old boy and he'll pick up and have a nice conversation with us about shit.
We're sorry, your call.
Did I miss a number? Yes, I did. Oops, perdóname. BC. That's a good sign. He's on the phone. All right, we'll mark him as call back. Here's a coon dog walker registered. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. No? Alright, I'm reloading the guy with the engine.
But the person you called has a voice.
Yeah. It's not set up by now. God damn. Reminds me when I was growing up, my mom would call Puerto Rico. The time of week that it was always cheapest was Sunday night. It was always the cheapest for long distance calls from Florida to Puerto Rico. I don't know if it was just international long distance calls in general or just the rate between the island and the mainland, but yeah. You know, really, I don't like calling Puerto Rico referring to the United States and Puerto Rico as the U.S. being the mainland. It's not. It's Puerto Rico's just kind of just out there in the Caribbean. It's not like the Florida Keys and the mainland. Okay, I'll give you that. Or Manhattan Island and then there's the mainland. But Puerto Rico's really far removed. Anyway, what am I getting at? Yeah, it was cheapest on Sunday nights. So Sunday nights, like, she was always, you know, doing her phone calls to her mother and father. And my grandparents, rather, my aunts and uncles and stuff. That was the time to do the calling on Sunday night. So I'm just, because the call is so busy for so long. Well, let me just stop talking and do more calls and shut up. 24-foot aluminum Warner brand walker board in good shape. All right, a walker board. What the fuck is that? I don't know.
Welcome to the message management system.
Welcome, bitch. House cleaning service? Too late to call for that, probably. Looking for a kitten, prefer long hair. All right, let's see if they answer. Let me change the SID to local area code. That might help out. Snappy dance. Snappy, snappy dance. Keep in shape when you're snappy dancing and you're sitting down. Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Forwarded. Trying again. Because I have a pretty kitty.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 42330.
What we need is a source of new numbers. Oh, where's Dwight? Where's the Dwight? I can load up the Dershy tool as well. I think Dwight's away. Is he? I don't know. I thought I messaged him earlier. Like, hey, what's up? Give me numbers. Help me. Yeah, he's offline. He must be busy. Okay. All right, let me get the Dashy tool going here. Let me play this little tune, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Here's another Jerky Boys prank call that came up when I put in Super. I think it's the Super across... It is. Oh, the Super across the way. Let's play. It's only 56 seconds. Yeah. Super across the way machine. He's away. And he's the Super.
One moment, please. Andy, may I help you?
Yeah, let me speak to Brett Weir.
Who's calling?
Is he in?
Yeah, who's calling?
Look, Jerky, I don't need to talk to you.
You don't need to talk to me?
Get Brett Weir, I said.
Hold on. He's upstairs repairing something. You want me to call you back?
Well, this is the Super across the way.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to take care of some business for me, and I'm very angry at that little jerk. All right, now I'm going to break his fucking head.
So what do you want me to do? Get in touch with you where?
He knows what the fuck I'm talking about. And don't have me come down there for you either, tough guy. You tell him to see me.
Super across the street?
You got it, punk.
Okay, I'll tell him.
All right, that was Super across the way. Dude, that brings me back, man. I was listening to that Shit. So, it's eighth grade, end of my eighth grade year in school, and like all through that summer and my early freshman year of high school. Yep. And then 2 came out just a little bit after that, the next year. Yeah, man. All right, hey, listen, man. I should say, there's no we tonight. It's just by myself. No one wants to be around. No one gives a shit about me anymore. That's what I understand. I will continue to do what I do on my network and my podcast. It's easier to do it with less people around. It's delicious. Makes it easier on me. Look at Yelp. That's what. Looking for Yelp negative reviews, which I love to use as a clever tool in my prank calls when I call restaurants that happen to be open at this time. So let me go over to the Yelps and put that in there. The name of the city. Alrighty. There's always some guy who, you know, had a bad time or what they think was a bad time. Many debacle hours should have once. That guy is. It actually has like a 4.1 rating. And usually, this one person's like, oh, I hated him, motherfucker. It was a piece of shit. Okay, here's one that's kind of a little me. So we'll do that. I'll have my little Bill Bollocks attitude, eh? What do you say, eh? Be like Gordon Ramsay. It's roll. I've never done that. I'm not gonna start doing that now. Sorry. It's roll. It's fucking roll. It's pathetic. It's bland. Touch it. It's cold. Touch it.
Any cafe? This is Cameron. My application will be pulled.
What's brief mean?
As soon as I can get to you.
How many people you got there, honey?
I only have one person in front of me. Is that okay?
Oh, shit. Yeah, but I got a big complaint. You better hurry up. Did he really put me on hold? Or did he hang up? I don't know. Should we wait? All right, we'll wait. We'll wait. We'll wait. We'll wait. No, he hung up. He didn't like that I said that. Little twerp. I have a big complaint. Click.
Thank you for calling the cafe. This is Kristen. How can I help you?
Listen, first of all, I just got hung up on by that effeminate man there because I said that I was calling because I had a complaint, and he went, and he hung up like that. Why did he do that?
I'm so sorry. I have no idea. I just got up to the host stand.
Where's the effeminate man that picked up the phone?
He's seating someone at the moment.
Can you bring him back? And I want you to ask him why he had to hang up when I said I had a complaint. All he had to do is put me on hold.
Yes, I'm sure that's what he meant to do.
He went.
Pass you on to a manager, all right?
Listen, everything besides your famous roast chicken was very, like, average.
Mm-hmm.
And it was small portions of your mediocre food. It's just a fancy pants place you got there, charging, like, crazy prices.
You know? I understand.
I mean, your roast chicken is very good, but it's $50, right? And it takes a roast chicken and a mixed green salad on top of bread, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And your crepe dessert was bland. And
complaints like this, I can't do anything about, unfortunately. I need to pass you off to a manager if you want anything done.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, just one moment.
All right, run hold machine. Waiting for the manager a long time.
Yeah, this is the manager. How can I help you?
Everything besides your famous super roast chicken was average, okay?
I'm so sorry to hear that. You're in for dinner this evening or for lunch?
You have small portions of mediocre food. It's just you have a fancy pants place. You're charging crazy prices. You know?
Oh, sir, actually, I'm so very sorry, and I do thank you for your time, but I've just... Were you in for lunch or were you in for dinner?
Dinner.
Okay, and what was your name?
Your roast chicken was very good. But it's $50. And it takes an hour, man. It takes an hour for that shit, man.
Mm-hmm. Sir, what was your name on the reservation this evening?
Akulo.
Okay, and what time are you in?
It was in between when you have lunch and dinner. It was in between.
Mm-hmm. And okay. And
in the siesta time.
Okay. And
listen,
you're in the zipper lunch this afternoon. The chicken was great, but everything else was average.
It's $50. Okay, it takes an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken is like $8 at the store, man, and the dish is like roast chicken and a mixed green salad on top of a bread. Do you know, man? Crepe dessert was bland. You know, my wife clam pasta and my soup was bland. My salad was okay, but small for $10, you know? And
yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot to it, you know? You know, because, you know, you can eat outside under the yellow umbrella with your dog, you know, and all that, and watch Marcus Street, you know? And they said that you'll bring a bowl of water for my dog if I wanted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the oyster smelled like a shit.
Sir, is this a prank phone call?
No.
I'm so sorry, but that kind of language and the things you're saying makes me think that this is a prank phone call.
No, but when the ricotta gnocchi was plain, no taste, and my partner too much salt, I had better food at your place before. I probably will not go back anytime soon, you know? I mean, you used to have a lovely place to spend an evening with my daughter. I used to order the chicken. You know, the chicken that takes an hour to come out of the kitchen?
Yeah.
You know, we obviously we have to have a cocktail while we're waiting, you know. So I would get your bee stings are so good, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. But then, you know, the elderflower is not that good.
Mm-hmm. And
the roast chicken is always really good. What makes it legendary, you know, your bread, the salad beneath this is good, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for the feedback. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, but listen, when the motherfucking effeminate man that was over there, he hung up the phone.
Sir, I'm so sorry. I can't have you use that language.
Well, I'm a big fan.
Sir,
Unfortunately,
I can't have you use that language, and I can't have you call my staff epithets.
Well,
I'm
listen,
so sorry.
Do you know the effeminate man?
I'm going to have to hang up on
he
you, sir.
Hung
I'm
up
so
on
sorry.
Me. All right, and I ordered the burger, and I was very clear I wanted it pink, and that
sir,
it was important not
sir,
to cook
you,
it well done. And she
sir,
assured me that they were going to get it right. Unfortunately, as soon as I took my first bite, it was like the burger was cooked well done. I didn't say anything. But when
sure
the waitress came back and I was about to ask me about the burger, I showed her, you know, so she can see it with her own eyes. And she was like, ha ha, they usually get it right. Ha ha, like that. I don't know what to say. Ha ha. And, you know, for $32, a goddamn burger and a beer and nothing else, I expect better
response. Sir, you're reading down our Yelp reviews. So obviously this is a prank phone call. I'm going to hang up now, but I hope you have a good evening. It's been quite amusing.
I am the Yelp.
I know. Thank you so much. It's very funny.
Ha-ha.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, well, he figured it out. He knows their Yelp reviews. He's on top of the business. That's good. Good for him. I love that shit, though. Shit's fun. How about we do another one? Let's see if we can find somewhere else in the area open. You know, what I love is Google... now, when you click on Google Map results, like what I just focus on a town and I just zoom in and I just start looking at all, clicking on all the little business names and stuff. And you see the hours, like at the restaurants and stuff, you see if they're open still or not. So, like this one right here, closed at 4, so there's no need of me trying it. I just click around until I find something. Most of the places in this area close at 4. Tokyo Modo. That is closed today. La Casa de la Madres. That has to be open on Mother's Day, right? La Casa de la Madres. I don't know what the fuck that is. They have a website. It's a .org. Crisis support hotline. No, you know what happens in those crisis support hotline calls. We're not going to get involved in that again. There's a Taco Bell. It's been a while since I called and said I threw something up on the roof. I think I did that once. I'd like to revisit that idea. A bottle of liquor on the roof. Can someone help me get it down? Nope. Busy. Oh, man. The tubes are really busy today. Whole Foods. Are they open? I don't want to fuck with Whole Foods. They are open, though. Nah. Woodhouse Fish Company, they are open. All right. I'm going to pull up their website, and I'm going to search them on the good old Yelp. Close this other. I got a plethora of open windows I don't need. Woodhouse will stay open. That'll stay open. And we're good. Yeah, I'll close that. Okay. Looks like I found it. Let's see if there's any negative reviews. They got a 4 something too. This is actually a good place. So it gets a little more difficult. These guys know their shit. Alright, I I found a semi-negative one here about the lobster shrimp with too much mayo. I could play off of that. All I have to do is add cuss words to it and add attitude, and it works out. So here's another guy that they just ramble on. So you sound like I sound like an armchair quarterback, but just like as far as a food critic is, like, you know, everyone now, you know, you watch a little Gordon Ramsay and Bravo, and all of a sudden you know all about, you know. Yeah. Oh God. Oh, I hate it when I get that phlegm in the back of the throat, and you guys can hear it. It's so embarrassing when I do that. I sound like fucking Jabba the Hutt is what it sounds like. Yeah, here's another. Anytime soon until they can create a kids menu. Okay, someone complaining no kids menu, I guess. Okay, anyway. Fuck that. If they don't have a kids menu, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a kid, do yourself a favor. Do this. If you have a kid, you call ahead. Even when you call to make reservations, you ask, do you have a kids menu? If they don't have a kids menu necessarily, if they go, not really, but we can kinda this, that. Or if they just say flat out, no, we don't have a kids menu, guess what? You get a babysitter and you leave the children, the little fuckers, you leave them with the babysitter. It, up until they're the point where you can put a video game, a portable video game in front of them, and they can stay focused on it for an entire dinner without saying anything other than eating and maybe saying one or two things. Until they get that point. When your daughter or son gets to that point, then you can bring them out to places that don't necessarily have a kids menu. Do yourself a favor. That's step one. That's the vetting process number one. Yeah, I better get to pranking here before my wife starts hearing me say stuff that's going to get her mad at me. Where was that number again? That guy. You're reading stuff off our Yelp. Stop it. It's funny, but come on, I'm busy.
Thank you for calling the Woodhouse Fish Company. We have two locations in San Francisco.
Pick up.
For our Market Street restaurant,
pick up.
Please press 1.
Pick up.
For our Pacific Heights Fillmore Street restaurant.
Pick up. I think this is the right one.
The Woodhouse Fish Company is located at 2073 Market
Street. Shut up. It's a big day for these places, man. You know, Mother's Day.
The Woodhouse Fish Company is located at 2073 Market Street.
How can I talk to someone? 14th,
and is open from 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Please note, we are walk-ins only and do not take reservations. Please press 1 to speak to someone in the restaurant and press 2 to...
Thank you. Maybe, I don't know, sounds like they might be closed now. But maybe, again, extended hours on Mother's Day is very important. And this is in California, so it's only 7. It's approaching 8 p.m. there.
What else, Fish Company? What else? Hello?
Yeah. Listen, man. I know you're really convenient off the Muni there. And you have, like, great decorations and everything, you know? I got a seat by the window. But I ordered the lobster roll, and I have to say it was okay. But, like, it wasn't mashed into something, but it wasn't very filling. So I had to give out so much money for a lobster roll, $19, 3-ounce lobster roll, piece of shit, motherfucker. All right? And I also tried the shrimp crab on the artichoke, and the shrimp was, like, tiny small, and your crab meat is very small. And your salad and your garlic bread is okay, but it's not filling enough for how much it is. And it came out to $55 after a tip, motherfucker.
Okay.
I was embarrassed in front of my mom. I had to pay. I didn't think it was going to be that much, so I couldn't say anything in front of her because she'd be like, what, you need help, honey? You need help to pay for it? And she would start paying for it, and I don't want her to pay for it. It's Mother's Day, motherfucker.
Okay, and would you like to speak with my manager?
Stupid.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Listen.
Okay.
Huh.
Hey, yeah, I'm sorry. How can I help you?
Yeah, we order the crab cakes. It's a small portion for the dinner. I got the lobster roll, 3 ounces. It's swimming in mayonnaise. Disgusting. All I could taste was mayonnaise on the motherfucker.
Sorry, what's your question?
I'm complaining about the service, about the price for what I got, and I couldn't complain when I was there because my mother would have been asking why I was having a problem paying the high bill when it was a bad fucking meal, man. She'd be like, oh, you need me to help, Carlito? You need me to help, Carlito? Like that. And I don't want her to do that, motherfucker. But
sorry,
she,
really hard to understand what you're saying right now.
God damn it.
You're swearing at me. Take a breath.
I had a bowl of clam chowder. I had a bowl of clam chowder. It was good. Okay.
Have you been drinking today?
Well, I was there. I was drinking, and it's Mother's Day.
Okay, it's probably. Why don't you give us a call tomorrow when you're maybe not didn't have so many drinks, and then we'll talk about it.
Well, I had a bowl of clam chowder, and it was good. But the service was good, but the food just didn't match up. You know, God damn it, motherfucker, you. Hey, man.
You want to just call?
Can I give you?
Hey, sir,
Can I
just call back tomorrow?
I want to give you a back rub. Can I come back and give you a back massage?
I don't know if today's a good
car.
Night, but
I have a car, my van. I have a mattress in the back. It comes down.
All right,
I call
I
it the.
Go.
Come on. that was fun. All right, Big Baby Baz helped me out with them number machines. Yeah! Yep! He sends in Amigos horse riding. These are in Singapore. I heard they got big, the girls have big tits over there. Yeah. Oh, he wants to join. Yeah, man. Hang on. Let me copy paste this real quick, man. Hang on. We're going to have Big Baby Baz. Yeah, Big Baby Baz. Because I don't know where fuck Dwight is. Fucking asshole motherfucker, him. The fuck is that big fat fuck? No, I'm sorry. Don't talk like that about Dwight. I'm sorry. I love Dwight. He's my buddy, man. I wouldn't say that. Where's the big fat fuck? Let me call Burge. Scratching my balls. Scratching my balls. You can't see it. Hey, Baz.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I love that voice, man. That's awesome.
I always forget my clownfish is going.
You got a name for it yet?
Fucker. No.
Oh, I don't know what it could be. I don't know. Should pick something. Something good. You know, go through all the names of the men, of the players drafted in the NFL draft.
There we go.
Yeah, this last week, and then
Lyle Hightower or something like that.
Yeah. Do a mashup of two of those names.
Yeah,
I'm sure you could find something good.
There we go. I disabled it. I forget. I had clownfish, and it's set somehow to automatically start up with Skype. And I always forget.
Yeah, you did it. I think you did it last night on Dwight's show. Like
I did.
Called in, yeah. And they just threw. I was like, "Whoa, what the fuck?"
Yeah.
All right. So you sent me Singapore numbers. Good, because I'll call them.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
Actually, I'll be back in about 2 minutes. I just got to do something. I didn't know you were going to add me right away.
Oh,
so
all right, well,
I'll just
back.
Be muted.
Yep,
but I'll
yep,
be right back.
Yep. Oops. I didn't copy paste it right. Or I think I'm having my normal copy paste bug. Yeah, I am. Ugh! Synergy! Just a moment. Or I have. The procedure manual has a way to get out of this issue. We can play another Jerky Boys prank call. Why not? Yeah, sure. Yeah, good idea. Straight off of that same album that we were just listening to, the Super Gay one. Remember that one? Yeah, man. That was Stop Staring at Me. Okay?
And we got a call. Remember, this is about the Basenji nuts. Nuts to you. Remember the dog? 1 minute, 46 seconds. Stand by.
Nuts, I'll help you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing there, honey?
Fine. How are you?
What kind of nuts you got there?
All different ones.
Dried fruits, too, I suppose.
Excuse me?
You got dried fruits, too?
Yeah.
All right. What kind of nuts you got, though? I got to have assortment, a wide array. I'm having a party.
We have all different kinds.
Yeah? Do you have Basenji, like a Basenji nuts?
What's a Basenji nut?
What other types you got? Let me know.
We have what's a Basenji nut? I'm asking you.
Are they like tiny little dried up, like, sack nuts? What do they look like? You know, you got cashew?
About Brazils?
Yeah, like, that's right, the Brazils.
Yeah, I have Brazils, I have all kinds of nuts.
Now, are they still in that little tight little sack they come in, or no? No, I was thinking of the, you know, how they make them nice, the two nuts in the sack there, and they, you know, the bigger ones from Brazil.
I don't know. You'd have to come in and say.
Yeah, what else you got there? You got any, there's a wonderful nut that I taste. I think it's from down south. It's like, they call them Brian nuts. You don't have any of those in?
What are Brian nuts?
They're a special breed of nut, you know. Do you sell beer there?
No.
You don't sell beer. All right.
Why would we sell beer?
Pardon me?
Why would we have a liquor license?
I thought, you know, with the beer and the nuts, they go together, you know?
No, I doubt that.
How about this, and I come in, can I bring a six-pack in and try it, or the different types of nuts you got?
Yeah, go ahead.
Me and you will eat some nuts and we'll drink some beer.
No, I don't drink. I'm not an alcoholic.
But how do you like, what do you think with the idea, though? We have a couple of beers, me and you?
Nah, I'm not an alcoholic.
We'll eat a few nuts, the two of us, you know?
Nah, I doubt it. You have your own nuts.
Oh, thank you, honey.
You're welcome, dearie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're calling Singapore, everybody. No, Malaysia.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this the horse riding?
Yes.
I'm going to be going to Malaysia.
Okay.
And I want to ride the horse. I want the horse to take me to a private place for me and the horse to be together and make kissing.
Miss you. Sorry?
And be with the horse. I want to, you know, go on the horse and ride the horse.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Can you tell me more about...
But we don't allow anybody go alone.
Oh, no. Will you come with me?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay. All right, so tell me about what you offer. How long is walking? What kind of walk? What kind of trail? What kind of view? How good is
smell? Okay, we have a different type of
Akulo.
We have like catfish. Sorry?
Okay, go ahead. You have different kind?
Yeah, different kind of trail. We have natural trail. We have plantation, oil plantation, and we have seaside. And then
are there any slaves?
Ride,
no slaves, right? Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. If you know how to ride, if you ride there, we allow the trot and canter also.
Okay. Yeah, I do know how to ride.
Okay. No problem. Good.
I have a riding license.
And our trail is... Okay. Our trail is 45 minutes to 1 hour. We charge RM 100 ringgit per person. If you want to ride more, no problem. We need to change the horse.
Okay. Can then my friend come as cameraman?
Okay.
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 Can I come too? I'm the friend. Mm-hmm.
He's going to be
okay.
Now, do you come to...
I bring
to,
the camera.
Will you bring the condoms and lubrication?
Sorry?
Will you provide condoms and lubrication?
Water-based, preferably.
Mm-hmm. You want to stay overnight here, or you...
Well, I mean, when we take the horse, you know, will we have a condom to use with the horse and lubrication?
Oh, no, we don't allow this.
Well, how big is the horse's sexual organs?
Sorry?
How big are the horse's sexual organs?
That one I cannot tell you because I'm doing horse riding. I don't do any hanky-panky things. Sorry about that.
But is it
don't you ever touch it a little bit now and then?
Clean it and touch it and clean it and masturbate it?
When is your plan to come?
Well, we're coming next week. We're getting married and we're coming next week.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday.
Okay.
Friday, motherfucker.
Okay. You have my email?
No, what is it?
You can put amigoshorse@gmail.com.
Amigoshorse@gmail.com.
Yeah, you email me, I can reply to you.
And what is your name?
You can call me Moose, M-O-S.
M-O-S, Moose.
Moose.
Yes.
Moose, okay. Good, I'm going to send you lots
okay,
of I'm going to send you lots of pictures about horses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, you fool.
Okay, I wait for your email.
I'm eating horse right now.
Yeah, we barbecue.
Horsey.
Okay.
What happens if I call you after we leave with a horse and I call you and say, oh, Mr. Moose, I'm sorry, but one of the horses died and somehow we cut it up just to package it up and we cooked some of it on the trail and with salt, sea salt, and black pepper. And basted
anyway,
it with
clear
Irish butter. And we topped it with basil.
Okay, thank you.
Garnished it with a sprig of rosemary. It's fucking delicious.
It sounds
whole.
Tasty.
Oh, man, I can cook up some horse. You kidding? I'll baste that motherfucker with that butter.
Yeah, you know, if you put the right seasoning on it, I'm sure it's good, great.
Fuck yeah. I'm sure you've eaten it. I'm sure I've eaten it at some point. I didn't even know it. Fucking Chinese, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I ate some shit in Japan. I have no idea what it was. It's probably horse.
Probably. Or that donkey. We'll get you with the donkey too. China. We'll get the donkey meat. You get donkey meat for real. I'm not joking around. Like, the donkey died. Yeah, cover my mouth.
Yeah, you know, why not?
Yeah. Is that the place that eats? Oh, yeah. Did you ever see the Vice thing last year about the dog eating celebration every year?
Yeah.
One little province?
I like they went to that big party and that family, they brought their dog along in case they ran out of food.
And the kid's like, I hope they don't because he's my pet, but I have to do
I like this dog very much. Yeah. I don't want to eat him.
Yeah. But it's like having a chicken, like, you know, like when I was in Puerto Rico, like, you know, oh, the chickens, oh, the black one. And like, oh, yeah, we're going to kill him and eat him one day.
You know, it's where your meat comes from.
Fuck yeah, man. All right, let's call this next one the White Horse Ceramic. That's all we got. White Horse. You want to call for some ceramic?
Yeah.
All right.
So I wonder what kind of ceramic they have.
Wonder. Little ceramic, big ceramic. Toilet. You want a toilet in the shape of lips. Big vanity.
You want a horse?
Yeah, hey, ni hao. English, American, please.
Hello?
Yeah, you speak American English?
What are you looking for?
Yeah, I'm looking for the ceramics.
No,
White Horse ceramics.
That's
fine. Yeah, I need a ceramic toilet bowl and lid, seat, you know. And lid, too, for the seat.
No. You.
Yeah, you'll make that for me, right?
Hello?
Yeah, well, how? Well, you guys are the experts. You get the raw materials, and then you put it in some kind of a mold, I would assume. And then you would fashion the seat, the lid the same way, with the same material, maybe a different material.
Hello?
It doesn't have to be porcelain.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Shut up.
Hello? Stupid.
Hello, shut up.
Can you call? Hello?
Yeah, hello, I can hear you. So what is it that you do? What are you?
Oh.
It's a white horse.
Yeah, we need a white horse. Yeah, you make us a white horse?
You looking for who?
Yeah, you make us a white horse. I'm going to put you through to my partner, Cross. He's on the line. I think he might have some questions, too.
Yeah, hello, ma'am.
So we're going to confuse you.
Hello. Yes, ceramics. We need.
Can you recall? Hello?
Fucking shit. Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid asshole.
See, I can't yell right now, so he can, though.
Is this white horse?
Can you call again? I can't hear.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Yeah. Shut up, bitch.
You call again? I can't hear.
Yeah, will you touch my penis? Hello? My penis. Penis?
Yeah, me too.
Male sexual organs? Hello?
How about we come down and we have a picnic?
I think you better call again.
We're going to have a picnic. You have like a yard or a back area of your building?
White horse.
It's going to be a dirty picnic.
Dirty picnic. Fuck yeah, man. That was awesome. Really, it was just funny. It wasn't that good because of the
I know, yeah.
But the shit said was funny, man.
You know, half the shit with calling the Singapore calls is just the confusion factor.
God, yeah, no.
I mean, they don't understand shit when you call them.
That's a crazy fucking voice.
Yeah. Sometimes they do, and then they get mad. A little bad.
Looks like you went on a horse run here, because you also... Now we got the Bukit Tamas.
Yeah, I just typed in horse.
Nice. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this the Bukit Timah Saddle Club?
Yes, sir.
Can you speak English and speak louder?
Yeah. Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, honey. Oh, baby. Yeah, I hear you. Okay. All right.
Hello.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So can I use a horse?
For
a nice little stroll, a walk, and masturbation in private.
Sorry, hold on.
Okay. Man, that's loud.
I'm sorry.
No, it's... I hate the Asian hold music.
Hello.
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 Nice little tune.
Yeah, this is actually better than most.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, boy? Hey, boy. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hey. Hey, my name is Mr. Kamatsu. I'm looking for a horse. I want to take the horse on a ride. I want to ride the horse, you know?
Okay.
I want to ride him hard and long.
Are you a romantic or...
And then I want to masturbate the horse.
Okay.
Now, will you provide lubrication to use on the horse? Hello?
Did he put the phone down?
He's holding it. He's like...
Oh, he's holding it.
What? What did you say?
We want to call the horse a name. We want to call him Lee Kuan Hu.
Lee Kuan... What's that?
Nini is telling me to insult the dead Prime Minister of Singapore, Lee Kuan Yew. Is he legal to talk shit about him?
Yeah, let's find out. Let's get the... Yeah. Before we start breaking international laws. I'd be the one to go on an international vacation one day and get arrested at the airport for having...
You're on our watch list.
No, for real. Like, I don't think I'll ever go to Thailand unless I speak to someone like a kid. Am I all right? Like...
Yeah.
I'm not taking it because I've seen the fucking Locked Up Abroad fucking shows. I ain't messing with that. I ain't gonna be. I ain't the one. I'll just not fucking go to the fucking place.
Yeah, Indonesia's like the worst. They've been shooting people there.
Oh.
Well, they're all convicted on drug charges, but still.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen. What are we going to do? What's next on the list? Let me that was White Horse.
Yeah, then we got the Gallup Stables, the last one.
Okay, the Gallup Stables.
That's actually about 11 p.m. there, or 11:17 a.m. there on a Monday, so they should all answer.
Yeah. Sure, they should.
Do you want me to get some more numbers?
If you can, and I'll work on that too. Let me see what's in the map vicinity here. See if I can jump something up. Ike's Place, a restaurant which is open. They closed already. They closed at the start of the show. Pac-1. Says they're open.
All right.
Let's see what kind of food they are. Let's look for Yelp reviews. They have
it's a restaurant.
They got a 4.0 rating on Yelp. All right, I got them up here on Yelp looking for negative reviews. Found one already. Good. I got something to work with. I gotta find a different area because the restaurants here in the strip that I'm looking at, they're all fucking good. I gotta go to San Francisco.
Oh yeah, good food there.
Really
good. Chinatown.
Iced water, no ice. Bathroom door wood shut. Okay, good. I got stuff to work with. Let's do it. You can jump into if you like, buddy.
Yeah, I'll mute at first and maybe I'll jump in.
Sure, man. Mother's Day, motherfucker. Hello?
Hello, I'm not able to hear you.
Hey!
Hello?
Hey! Oh, fuck this place. My level's all fucked up because of him.
Yeah. Damn. It's just too loud.
Yeah, shit.
Sounds like they're still getting slammed.
Never. Damn. All that set up for that. Okay. You got anything going on yet? Number one?
Yeah, I got a couple. There are two more Singapore numbers.
Okay. Good. Let me get those.
I don't know if you want to keep calling overseas, but...
Might as well. Just don't have any numbers going down tonight.
Yeah.
I did have a Twitter complaint that looked interesting that I closed it. No, it did not. Here it is. This guy in Florida complaining about some shit.
Okay, so is this the Twitter?
Yeah, this is the Twitter one. Yep.
Hmm.
gracias por llamarnos. Ahora no estamos disponibles. Por favor, deja tu mensaje.
I think I already tried to call that. I thought I did.
Hello?
It's Mike Beck. All right, let me get to your numbers then, eh? Happening again. It's happening again. Okay, Munger Machine Tool. Goddamn. Weird fucking name. Singapore. And Singapore is Southeast Asian, correct? Am I correct? Yeah, that's cool. I think Bass stepped away again. Bass, I don't hear. Talking, I don't hear. Anyway, we'll try that again. I'm reconnecting Babs, and I'm calling the Munger Machine Tool. Oh, I clicked on a Skype ad. That is Skype.
Okay.
I clicked on an ad in Skype that I could barely. Hello? Yeah, is this Munger Machine Tool?
Yes, correct.
Okay. You speak English?
Of course.
Okay, good. Of course. What do you mean, of course? This is not America country. All right, this is not English-speaking country. Listen.
No, your line is very bad. You're calling from where again?
Oh, I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need to order the machine, the main machine.
You want to order machine?
Mm-hmm.
Manual machine?
Yeah, the tool machine.
Which brand? Which model?
Munger?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it.
No, but I don't get you because your line is very bad.
Oh.
You say you want to order a machine.
Maybe you're stupid. Is there someone else I can talk to?
No, your line is bad. I can't barely hear you.
Line is good.
Are you sure you're not stupid? That's not the problem?
Yeah, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm still clever enough for you.
No, not
clever. She's kind of offended by you.
Yeah. How do I sound to you, Mr. Bass?
Oh, you sound fine.
Okay, thank you.
That was her. It's all her.
It's long distance calls on networks here that we use.
They have the coconut phone.
Do they get coconuts over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's tropical, I think, in Singapore.
Palm oil. A lot of palm oil going on down there. It's ruining.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get some palm oil.
Malaysia, too.
MMP.
It's ramp. Hello, hey. Listen, I want to, do you have any property that I want to plant some palm trees to make palm oil. Do you have a lot of property there? Hello?
No, we don't do with palm oil.
Yeah, but I make palm oil and I need a machine, a press to make palm oil because I burn 1,000 acres. I burn 1,000 acres a day of Singapore rainforest just for palm oil to grow it.
I help him.
Mm-hmm. We're evil don't American Republicans.
Don't press up oil.
No,
can
but
you hear
we,
me?
We need machines. We need machines, motherfucker.
Yeah, damn it.
Please smile, bloody
man. Oh,
hey.
You're talking to man. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Your bloody manner.
Despite your bloody manners. Yeah. Sometimes they get pissed there.
Yeah, that UK influence showing there.
Yeah.
From, 19th, 20th century.
Look at that lady that told me. I was going to be a prison bitch.
Mind your bloody manners. You don't talk to men like that.
It's very disrespectful.
Hello? You don't talk to man like that. You know you don't talk to man like that. It's not allowed. You get in big trouble in this country. Huh? Hello? Hello, honey? All right, next one. Here we go. Tung Gray, Singapore.
I have no idea what that is.
I have no idea either. You want to try it or should I?
Sure.
Tung Gray.
Tung Gray, thoughts?
Yeah, is Tung Gray?
Hello.
Hello,
yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, English, please.
Pardon?
English. English speaker?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the Tung Gray. I need to have my tongue modified so that I can have X-rays coming out of it.
Yeah, the prime minister was an effeminate gay man, and we chew bubble. We like to chew chewing gum, and we spit it on the floor on the sidewalks, on the floor outside, all over here, and we're tourists.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I need to have like some kind of a ray coming out of my tongue, like a laser ray, so I can zap the chewing gum and make it disappear. And then I could also zap people for fun on the street. That's right. That's the king of Thailand. I was going to make an insult against the king of Thailand, but I forgot. This is Singapore.
Yeah, but Singapore, the prime minister died, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's funny.
Yeah, he was really stupid.
He was a stupid. That prime minister was a stupid asshole.
Yeah.
And he died. It's so funny.
Yeah, we were laughing a lot.
Yeah.
Were you laughing?
Oh, all right.
Oh, he did not like that.
Did he really die? Is that what it was?
Because
I'm looking it up and there's nothing online about Singapore's prime minister died. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Nunu, you're insane. Who were we calling before? Who did he say? Who's Nunu? What country is Nunu talking about? Singapore?
I think so.
Died?
It says insult the dead prime minister of Singapore.
But I'm looking here, and it says the Prime Minister of Singapore under news, and nothing talks about a dead Prime Minister. I'm sure.
Unless he's been dead for a long time, maybe.
A long ass time. It says that the Prime Minister posted his own C++ program code that he created once.
Wow.
Of a maze, of a puzzle-solving computer code he made, I guess, maybe when he was young. That's kind of interesting. Or did he just make it himself? Oh, he made it himself a few years ago to solve Sudoku puzzles. Wow, interesting. And he posted it to Google Drive account, I guess, and shared it. Interesting. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at his Wikipedia page here.
He's not dead, Nunu. You got bad sources, man. You're all over the place. I mean, he's not only just not getting numbers that don't answer anymore, now he's just got bad intel.
Yeah.
Alright. Unless it, like, just happened within, like, the last hour. I don't think like, it's not.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Is that what it is?
Nunu just says, he died in March, UK.
He died in March. Okay. That's a while ago, man. That's past. I mean, are we in May?
Yeah. I'm surprised the Wikipedia hasn't been updated. Oh, no, it is. It actually...
That's 2 months ago, though. That's old news. Sorry, Nunu. You strike out again. Sorry, man. Hey, let's continue, right? Let's do some more calls. We're out of Singapore numbers. Let me look. I'm going to go to a different area here on the map machine. Let me find, like, a ganky area that might be open still in California. And give him some negative Yelp shit. That's all I got to go with tonight.
It's called Compton or something.
I gotta get with Lonesome Loser. Let him know I'm back. He didn't know I came back. From surgery and shit. I need him. I need his power. I need his evil powers. Stockton, California sounds like shit. You know anything about Stockton? You ever been there? No?
No. I don't think I've ever been to Stockton.
Alright.
I've been to a couple of those other shithole areas, though.
Okay. A Denny's? they gotta have some negative Yelp reviews.
Oh, and there's also still early in like Honolulu. We could call some banchos in a bit if you want.
Sorry, just a moment. Looking for a negative review. Okay, here we go. Found one. Now I'm calling. Calling a Denny's and then right. Then we got that. What you said. Just a second ago. We're also going to be taking a break, at which point I'll be eating a sandwich.
I got some Hawaiian barbecue.
Ooh, yeah, man. Is there pineapple on that shit?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Denny's Hardaway. This is Destiny. How may I help you?
Yeah, listen. I went there for Mother's Day. And I want to let you know, you could be an amazing place if you didn't have such a horribly unprofessional waitress working there. Her name is Vicky. You know Vicky?
I do not know.
She provided my fiance and I with the worst customer service ever. She started she walked away when I was still ordering my food, and then she like grabbed the menus and just walked away in the middle of the sentence. And I had to
give me 1 second, okay? And I'll finish talking to you, okay?
I had to call another fucking waitress over, motherfucker.
Would you mind holding for me, please?
All right, goddammit. Oh, Jesus.
And Olga in IRC has got a number, and I'll give it to you here in Skype chat. Yeah. Sounds like it could be funny.
I'm not in IRC. I'm
sorry. Okay.
Like.
That might be open.
You had to write out those wait lists.
Yeah.
What I think is I could call any Denny's with these same complaints. Just thought about that. Plenty of places to call.
Yeah.
It's a big. My fiance had to ask for a refill of soda, and she barely acknowledged him. Oh my god. Boo hoo. I'm entitled. At the
Denny's. Acknowledge me, damn it.
The Denny's. I saved a lot to go out to this Denny's.
Okay, thank you for holding. This is Destiny.
I saved a lot to go to this Denny's for Mother's Day.
Okay, when did you come in? This morning?
Yes. Oh. I had a call.
And
I had a
what
call.
Would you like me to do?
I had to call another waitress over and make sure that she fixed my order for us because she literally grabbed the menus when I was still ordering and walked away mid-sentence.
Was it Vicky or Jackie?
Vicky, motherfucker.
It was Vicky?
I don't know. One of them, well, yeah, I'm not going to say, but you know the C word? That's
yes,
what I
sir.
Think. Then she brought our food and walked away, which was fine, but 5 seconds later she walked past our booth and just threw the receipt on our table and kept walking, and then she thought that she was okay, and she just said, thank you. And I found that extremely rude because I didn't even get to pull my fork from my napkin yet, and she made
me
feel very uninvited. My fiance had to ask for a refill for her soda. My mom had to ask her for a refill for her soda, and she barely acknowledged her. And she came by after we were finished eating and asked my mom what soda she had, and she went to get it. And then she came back and slammed the soda on the counter. And she was singing very loud in front of customers, and we were sitting and talking after we finished. And she came to our table and asked if we were finished yet. And then she said that she go to the register now, please, she said. And she also was yelling across the restaurant to a customer to fix an order.
Really?
And I may seem like I'm rambling, but this is just the worst experience I ever had. It's sad to know.
I'm sorry, sir.
A woman like her is allowed to still work, even though she is clearly a horrible employee. And I will definitely never eat at your place again.
I'm so sorry.
If you yourself are going to be working there. And you are just as rude and unprofessional.
How am I rude, sir?
Because you're saying it with attitude, and it wasn't Vicky.
Sir, I do not have an attitude. I'm listening to what you're saying.
Like that. All right? And then Vicky was, you know, she didn't acknowledge my advances at all when I tried to talk to her whatsoever.
I am so sorry for your inconvenience, sir.
Because I was trying to touch her legs and her thighs and her buttocks, and she wasn't, like, acknowledging at all, you know? Whoa. I just didn't want her to get in trouble. You know what I mean?
So that was a good way to end it.
I wanted to make it obvious that it wasn't because of, like, this is a 3-year-old review, so I thought maybe she doesn't work there, but I guess she still does. Yeah. From the sound of it, she really pissed at least one person off 3 years ago. Holy shit.
Wow.
That was one rambling negative review. And that lady...
That was all one review?
Yeah. Yeah, that was just one review from a Google user. Wow. It says, a Google user.
Boy, I mean, I don't think I would take the effort.
And that's the part that I only picked up. I picked up exactly where I left off from the girl before. So it was actually... Dwight messaged me. What did he say? He's going to get on... Nice. He just got online. He's going to join us. Good. 11:40. All right, let's keep going for a few more. Let's do about another 15 minutes, I think, and take that break.
Sounds good.
We'll hook, maybe by then Dwight will be hooked up. All right. Okay. Do we have more numbers? From Olga in IRC, yummy restaurant in California. People found worms in their food. Oh, boy. Okay. Think they were open for Mother's Day?
Oh.
It's Sam the bird. I make a very stupid quick joke that'll probably get me hung up on in like 5 seconds. That's all I got. I'm not a good prank caller, really. Not anymore.
Hello, you meet.
Yeah, is this... What?
Hi, hello?
Hey.
Is this the restaurant? Yummy restaurant?
Hi, yeah, you order food for pickup or delivery?
Oh, for pickup.
Okay, good. What kind of order?
Okay. One full? Huh? One full?
What kind of order?
Full? One full?
Two full?
Yeah.
What kind of two full?
With heat. Cooked with heat.
Oh, you eat heat?
Well, hot tofu. Cook it.
Hot spicy tofu?
Yeah.
Hot spicy tofu.
You
right?
Have the Mapo
tofu. Oh, okay.
Mapo.
Mapo tofu. Okay.
Sorry for interrupting.
Okay, and my name is... do you want my name?
Only one of the Mapo tofu?
Yeah, one General Tso chicken.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And my name is Mr. Bird.
Okay, two order.
Yeah, and I want worms. Mmm. Worms.
And what kind?
Worms. I want worms.
Yeah, come and pick up, right?
I want worms there. I want to eat the worms. I'm a bird.
Oh, you eat heat?
I'm his baby bird.
Yeah, I'm going to chew up the food and put it in his mouth like a baby bird.
Yeah. It's a game we play.
Pick up the phone. Did she pick up the phone? Does your wife have a nice ass?
Yeah, you order the food. Come here, pick up or
yeah.
What?
Yeah, we pick up.
Pick up, motherfucker. Yeah, we pick up.
And okay. Then we're gonna touch your buttocks when we pick it up.
I want to kiss you when I come down there and kiss your wife.
Oh, 10 minutes, okay?
I'm gonna kiss you. Kissing. You know kissing?
I don't know, yeah.
You know how to kiss? You know what is kissing?
Yeah, I go.
Mwah, mwah, you. I want mwah, mwah, you. Mm.
Yeah, you come here, order. Okay,
and licking,
I don't know
too. Some licking. Do some licking?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I want to kiss you.
Do some licking?
I want to kiss you. Stupid. You stupid.
The key?
Stupid.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. Okay.
You stupid. Stupid. Oh, Cher. We were like 10 years old again, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's fun.
It is fun. That was, thank you, Olga. That was Olga, you said? Yes, Olga.
Yeah. Olga is also
an American restaurant.
Close to that American restaurant.
American restaurant.
That's all the info I have.
All right. American restaurant.
I'm calling Buddy's Bites and Brews. Eric, can I help you?
Hey, boy, I need to make an order.
Okay, what are you getting?
I'm going to put Mr. Baz on the line. Go ahead, Baz.
Yeah, we want to make an order. First of all, I want to ask, how's the action tonight?
The action?
Yeah.
In what sense?
Oh, we're just curious what's going on out there. We've been in the restroom here for about the last 4 hours. So we'd like to make an order if you can bring it to the restroom.
Whatever.
Oh, well.
He didn't like that too much, I'm calling.
No.
I'll see if I can talk to him. You're in a restaurant. You didn't know where to go with that. All right, good. Numbers are coming in from Dwight. Excellent.
All right.
Everybody, Buddy's Bites there. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Seriously, can we make an order, please?
Do you want to place an order to go to pick up in the restroom here?
Well, can you guys just swing it by?
Yeah, we're in the stall.
He's like, fuck you. What's up, Dwight?
Oh, shit, sir.
Oh, shit, man. What'd you do today? Where were you? Mother's Day, huh?
Mother's Day, yeah.
Yep. What you do? Do you barbecue or did he go out?
I barbecued.
All right.
Some burgers and brats.
Nice.
Worked on the fucking lawnmower.
America.
Hey.
One moment. Sorry, eating my salad. All right, Dwight, let me grab your numbers. Any heads up on what you sent while I copy-paste those?
They were numbers from last night that I didn't use.
Okay.
And some Twitter complainers, some Craigslist stuff.
All right. Cool.
And I'm working on grabbing some other stuff.
That works. I'm headed there now with the first one, who is a no-name, who gives free estimates on tree work, plumbing, and solar electric work. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I did call him yesterday, but he kept telling me, oh, call me back tomorrow.
Okay.
It's tomorrow.
I think I remember that.
With your phone. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah. I'm trying to. Okay. I called you yesterday about some estimates.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I was in the middle of some stuff yesterday, man. We were playing a show down in Pahoa.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Where are you located?
You know where Maple and Green meet up at.
No. What?
No, jeez. What's that?
What state are you in?
I swear to God, like 10, 15 minutes from you. I just got this cell phone. I just moved here.
Where?
Where'd I move to? I did just over here to Green.
Where's Green?
Do you know where Horse Machine Ranch Road is? Is that new development out here?
Honolulu.
What state?
The state, yes.
Oh, Hawaii.
Yeah, in Honolulu. Oh. That'd be Hawaii's.
I'm not in Honolulu, bro. I'm on the Big Island.
Yeah. Fuck no, I said that's where I am now, but I live on the Big Island, motherfucker.
Always with the Big Island and these people. Oh, we don't do Mac, we do PC. That was something.
I was scrambling. I'm like, damn it, I gave that to Carlito. I'm looking, I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. These are all Honolulu right now.
he was just blasting shit into his phone yesterday. And it was just like, my God.
He's playing a gig, he said, I guess. He just kept answering the phone and let it play the
phone. I'm in of a solo.
I don't know what the fuck he was doing now. Free twin size box spring. No mattress, I guess.
Hi. You dialed 671-0744.
I know what I dialed. Okay. Let's try to call the guy in the Big Island back. I'll talk to him. Let me change the caller ID and talk to him. See if he falls for it. Oh, hi, my name is Eddie. I was calling because you had put an ad regarding tree work. I have some trees down after a storm, and I'm starting to get letters now from, I guess, the city.
Where are you located?
I'm on the Big Island.
Where?
Do you know where the Taco Bell is on Papipo Road on Ewa Beach?
Big Island?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I could send you the address and all that, but I'm on the Big Island, yes.
Not sure the address. Sounds like you're in Kona side.
Yeah, well, you know, Papipi Road. You know where Ewa Beach is?
No.
Oh, it's over there. There's a Taco Bell and a Pizza Hut there. Anyway, I have two.
Hilo. Huh? Sounds like it's in Hilo.
What?
Hilo side? Hilo?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
I gotta go, man.
Come on, honey. No, come on. I'll kiss you.
Don't go. Don't go.
Guy sure asked a million fucking questions.
God damn. I know. You gotta live right in my neighborhood, man.
Read me off your driver's license number right now.
Yeah.
Unless you want a social security number and shit.
Shit.
I want a dick sucker deposit.
Damn. All right. Excuse me. Call on the box spring number again. See if they pick up this time. If not, we'll move on.
Hi, we dialed
6-1-0-7. All right, no mattress. Moving on. We got a Twitter complainer regarding Comcast, apparently. What do you got?
She sounded like Miss Personality, didn't she?
Yeah, hi, you got...
Right there in that same deal, there. I should have Comcast corporate number in there if you want to use that.
Yes,
I had it formatted for Colorific.
All right, cool. Yeah, but I can just copy and paste out here. Cool. That's weird. My caller ID won't change.
It's the government. They're on to you.
Yeah, it looks like it's not changing, at least. I don't know. That was just not updating.
Did you, play Tupac Dear Mama from Mother's Day?
No, I played a Nas song, so I'm sure Tupac would appreciate that. Tupac hated on everybody. He was competitive. Like Michael Jordan. Okay, this beat's killing me. Sorry. Again? Anyway. Alright, I am looking for the reason I'm having trouble with the caller ID changing on Voxbox. Just a moment, please. Well, the webpage shows it as being changed, so I'm going to go with that. Okay. I thought so.
I'll be damned.
All right. Anyway, sorry for the delay there, and we're probably going to be doing this and taking our break. So here we go for... who complained about a black bar once he logs into his email. All right, we'll try to give him some extended support machine.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling from... you put in a ticket regarding a problem with a black bar once you log into your email?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, can I help you out with that now?
What do you want to do?
Do you have a computer in front of you?
I do.
Okay, all right. And so where do you go to log in to the email? Can you walk me through the steps as you're doing them, and I'll see if I can help you?
I go to...
uh-huh.
To sign in.
Okay.
And I sign in.
Are you doing it now?
I am.
Okay, all right. All right, and then what happens now?
It says sign in. It clicks to a new page that says sign in.
Okay.
Email, username, password, sign in.
All right, so go ahead and put in your username.
Oh, let me put it in again. I have to put the phone down.
All right, can you tell me what it is as you're putting it in, please?
I really can't hear you.
Hey, hello?
Hello?
Can you tell me what it is as you're typing it in?
My email address?
Yes.
Dev.com@.
Oh, okay, of course. Okay, go ahead and, all right, go ahead and try and come back, okay?
So... I'm in my email.
Okay.
And underneath the address.
Can you pick up the phone again like normal? Can you pick up the phone like normal again?
Under the address bar, there's a black banner bar that usually says Extremity and time out.
Okay.
And it's just black. And it doesn't matter which email address I sign in.
Okay.
That bar is just black.
Okay. All right. Can I give you a web address to go to that will remove this black bar plugin?
Yes.
Okay. It's gloryholefoundation.com. Ma'am, did you get that?
Yes.
All right. Can you go to that and let me know what you see, please?
I see a stylized tree.
Okay. Okay. All right.
The words Glory Hole Foundation.
Mm-hmm. That's it. All right,
changing lives in the community.
Okay.
Enter website.
All right, and go ahead and enter the website, and this will remove the plug-in that's causing the black bar.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, did it remove the black bar now?
No! Do you know what is on my computer now?
I put a virus on your computer. I put a virus.
Why did you do that?
Because it's my last...
Who the hell are you?
I work for... and I'm quitting tonight because they treat me like shit. So I just thought I'd fuck with some of you guys, you customers. I hate you people so much. You're so rude to us on the phone, you know that? But yeah, I gave you a virus, a computer virus, so... do you have a Best Buy you can take the computer to? Hello?
No, I don't. I don't have $200 for your fucking shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck.
I have to shut. I had to yell at Dashy. I was like, get on the stream. He's about the GHF an old lady.
I don't know if she had a stroke, if she was just like mush mouth, like Prankmaster. I don't know what was going on there, man.
I just looked up the total time of people watching that video. Yeah. It is now up to 145 days, 16 hours, and 14 minutes.
Why did you do that? Yeah. Wow, a lot of people watching that concurrently, huh?
And Carlito said, or not Carly, Dashy said that you just GHF'd Dedede's mom.
Yeah, right, that's who it was. Oh, come on. Dedede's mom's been dead for a while now. I remember when she died. Aw. Poor my dad. Hey, I gotta take a break. How about that? Sorry, but I do. I gotta get some food in me. Some foods, yeah. When I come back, we got more calls coming up. That was a fun call to do, man. Oh, shit. We got a lot more numbers from Ken. Thank you, Ken, for sending in numbers. I appreciate it. We got people complaining about United Airlines. Wow. More Comcast complainers. I challenge you to glory hole somebody, Dwight. Let's see if you can.
That one's accepted.
Yay! All right, I'll be right back. It's going to be about 7 minutes. Bye.
I'm gonna try it out. You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We will always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
I took a big shit. What the fuck do you want, Mike Zucker?
Everybody, Madhouse Radio back for second half. More like second, third, no? Third? Whatever. Last third, final third. With me here right now is anybody? Anyone here? Dwight?
Yes, I'm here.
Baz?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're here. Okay. Yep. Let's get back to the pranks. Unless I missed something.
Shit don't stink.
Shit don't stink. Free fancy pet rat. Ew. I don't think rats are pets.
I think somebody just had some rats overrun their Hawaiian home. They're like, hey, we're just making some money here.
They're pets. They're pets. My reason for the milk. Ew, rat milk. Would you ever drink rat milk?
No, I know they did on The Simpsons.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You have free fancy pet rat?
Oh, yeah.
Does the rat make milk?
No. Not that I know of.
Oh, is it a girl rat or a boy rat?
girls.
Oh, okay. All right. What's the rat's name?
I haven't named it.
Oh, did you find it outside?
No. I just have a bunch that I have. I don't name them.
Oh, you don't name them? What do you keep them for, then? Why?
Just for my daughters.
Oh, yeah? Do your daughters like to play with them?
Yeah.
How big are the rat's sexual organs?
I have no idea.
All right. Will the rats fit inside my a sexual organ, you think? Like the anus?
Probably, but that's pretty disgusting.
But we could try.
That you'd have to put yourself to going to an animal to get that type of gratification.
The feeling. Oh, yeah, the wriggling. You like the wriggling feeling?
Yeah, I work in the operating room, and I've seen guys like you get Coke bottles stuck in there.
Oh, God.
And we have to surgically remove it.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. Well, I don't think the rat would do very well.
Well, it happened. You hung the fuck up.
What an asshole.
You hung the fuck up.
He said he's seen guys like you in the operating room.
Coke bottles, yeah. When asking about the Coke bottles, it's you. Go ahead, Dwight.
Please leave your message for 80.
He's way off in singing this. Let's follow up with our person. I forgot I still have that lady there. I really wonder if she's just older. Some people speculate a stroke, I guess. Baz was saying.
Are you kidding me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Did we got cut off? I was trying to help you out with your computer system.
You remember one that you put a virus on my computer?
Well, I have my supervisor on the line. He said I had to call to apologize, and he's going to walk you through fixing it. Go ahead, Mr. Dwight McClanahan.
Oh, hello, ma'am. How are you?
How do I know that you're from...
Well, my name is Dwight McClanahan, and I have the credentials. I have the... I'm calling from the corporate center, the headquarters. If you look at your caller ID, this is our headquarters number.
I don't know what your number is.
Well, I can give that information to you if you'd like.
Can I get on my computer to look at it?
Yeah, would you like me to give you that information?
What information?
Would you like the telephone number? I'm at the corporate headquarters, and I can give you our telephone number.
I'll call it in the morning.
Okay, well, would you like me to help you fix your computer tonight?
I have to ask. I'm sorry, Dwight, before we lose her.
Sure.
Sir, ma'am, are you just really overweight or old, or did you have a stroke? Why do you talk like that, funny?
Oh, because I had surgery on my face. And lost half of my teeth, as well as half of my face. Now, anything else you want to know about my disability?
Did you get punched in the face
it
for being an asshole?
It cost me $250,000 so that idiots like you could call me up and make fun of me and destroy my computer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh boy! I didn't.
We got to the bottom of that one.
I didn't destroy her computer. Did she even turn it back on yet? Do you know if she's still on the site? Can you tell? Or Dashy?
I'm gonna take a look.
She's just still sitting there, like, what do I do? No, I feel that she lost.
I forget what her location was. I don't think anyone's actively on right now.
Oh, she lost half her teeth and half her face. Oh my God.
Yeah, there's nobody actively on there right now.
I feel bad now.
Yo, shit don't stink.
Alright, we're... that's really... I really hope she was just exaggerating about half the face. Maybe what happened to her? She called it her disability. That's horrible. Okay, oh my God. One block to beach. house to share in a very nice area we got here. So in L.A. In L.S. The person's name is Ken. Ken, do you want to call it? Talk to Ken? Ken?
Sure. Actually, no, because I think I talked to this asshole before.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you got a house to share?
Yeah, did you read the ad?
Yeah, so you just one block from the beach. That's pretty good, man. $120. What's the catch? This is a dream fucking place. Sounds like, god damn.
Did you read the ad? It said female only.
Oh, no. I didn't read it. I didn't see the female only.
No problem. Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Please, come on. Please.
What kind of creepy dude's like, all right, listen, I need someone to move into my house, but you're female only,
yeah,
all right?
The way he sounds, too. You should.
I can understand that with a gay guy or something, but not just some creepy dude. Listen, I want to move some hot snatch into my house.
Yeah. For only $120, he knows, like, yeah, you're going to suck my dick.
Yeah, somebody's going to be sucking some dick for rent.
Damn. But you should have given me a heads up. All right, this guy says he's got a shared room with a private deck, $350, with existing college male student. All right, I don't think he says female only. We're good. $40 application fee for credit check. What the fuck, dude? This is Joanne. Okay.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8 on 8.
Bom, 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 bom. Trying again.
Your call has been forwarded. An automatic voice message.
Much quicker that time. Okay, next. Josh. Comcast customer says thanks. No speed is back to normal. Seems to have slowed during the. Or someone was complaining about low speeds apparently, and might have already gotten a reply asking if their shit was okay. So good. Then let's call. I'm bothered. I deserve this. Dwight, you want to take it?
Sure. Which one is this?
Yes, but Josh. This is Josh.
Josh.
You are trying to call is not reachable.
Not reachable. Forgot it. Never mind. Oh, we have nothing. I have to keep putting you on the spot here. The next one is Josh Peters. Same kind of thing, I guess, right?
Yeah, oh, United, though, if you want to use their number.
Okay, let me resell him. I'll try this one.
You gonna do it?
Yeah, I'll give this one a shot.
Alright.
Hi, you've reached Josh. Please leave your name, number, the best time to...
Now we'll try again.
Hi, you've reached Josh. Please leave your name.
Nope.
I'm going to try tonight to cut up those celebrity calls.
Yeah, man, that's great that you guys... I can't believe it. I would have totally nerded out on the guy about Star Trek.
Yeah, Gordo, well, see, I didn't know him from Star Trek. I knew him from Doom and Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Dude, I don't remember. All I remember from Doom is The Rock and that really shitty first person part of the movie.
Yeah, the guy that was doing the first person, the one that had died or whatever.
Yeah.
And they injected, that's the dude.
Oh, shit, wow.
Yeah, that's the guy. The guy that played second fiddle to the Rock.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't remember much of the movie. I think you're right. Yeah. Shit.
And then he was the new Dredd, which that just cracked me the fuck up. Like, yeah. Well, he told him he was not the law, and he went into the whole fucking spiel.
He got into it, dude.
Then he's like, "What, am I staying in this hotel under my real name or something?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Fuck." All right.
Look, he's gonna fire his agent. Anyway,
this next weekend, Wizard World isn't at any place, so we'll be taking a break. trying to reach the celebs.
Okay. Gotcha, gotcha.
Dashy's cruel as hell. He wanted you to ask that person if they got a bunch of money from the Tooth Fairy.
Oh my god. No, I feel bad for that lady. I don't know, she was like shot in the face or something, you know what I mean? And she called it her disability, and I'm sorry. I feel bad. Oh man. Oh boy. Dude, the chick in that Judge Dredd movie was fucking the psychic one, you know?
Yeah.
That was something else. Yeah. There was a sex scene with her where she was being
a black man was raping her in her mind.
Picking her up and raping her. But she was enjoying it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, rape, being raped, but kind of liking it. That's what they made it look like. And, I don't know how. Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Didn't she have pink nipples, I think?
Yeah, I believe she did.
I think I paused on that for a few minutes. No. Hellog would do that. Oh, yeah, rape scene. Here we go. Jerk.
Welcome to the toy box.
Welcome to the toy box. All right, next. What do we got? Silva. This is the last on my list. I don't know if you've added to this since.
Yeah, I put a few more in.
All right, we get that. Silva staying at a motel? Is that what's going on?
Let me take a look.
Or
Silva. Silva. Oh, no, it's a house for rent. Apartment or something to share.
Gotcha. Oh, fuck, you're going to the big island. Seems to be where the action's happening, huh?
Yeah, she also sent me the number
to an automated
for that crack whore that he kept calling. He kept playing use a hoe in the text-to-speech.
Oh, yeah, last night. Right. Didn't I talk to her, too? Didn't I say some shit to her?
Oh, I'm sure we all talked to her.
I think I remember talking to that bitch. The crack whore. Yeah, because she was like, are you coming or what? Or whatever. Yeah.
You're playing on my phone!
Playing on my phone! And she was just picking up the hotel room phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the guy got on. He was being an asshole to Mistress Morgan. And
yeah. All right, hey guy, here's Honolulu. Here's a store. Let's see what happens. Baz is still around? No? Lost?
He had to bail.
Oh. All right, bye, Baz. Call him. I'm looking. There's a Target pharmacy and International Market, Big Island Divers. Now
there's another hotel that I sent, the Arrow Hotel. It's a dial-in.
Yeah. Oh, dial room. Okay.
And the crack whore, and then the couple hotel guests also.
All right, let's do it.
The Arrow Motel. To reach a guest in the room, please dial 1 plus the room number. Please hold while I try that extension. Thank you for calling the Arrow Motel. To reach a guest in the room, please dial 1. Please hold while I try that extension.
I think it did a double. Any suggestions as to the number range that worked for you?
I usually start at 115.
All right. I don't know where you got hits yesterday.
111 was still there yesterday. He's a real asshole.
Thank you for calling. hold while I try that extension.
Here's 111.
Thank you for calling the Arrow Motel. To reach a guest in the room,
fucking assholes.
Dial 1.
I'm trying not to run, don't worry, man.
To reach the front desk, please dial 0.
Are you in a rush? I'm not in a rush.
Nope.
Where was I? Thank you, because I lost my thing. I think I got it. Oops. All
right,
we'll
The crack whore, Dash says you can dial right into her
she 115?
Room. No, it's a different location.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'll put it in the main chat okay. So you don't have to jog back and forth.
Cool. Yeah, man, that lady was hilarious. And you got these other Disney ones, right, from last night? Or ones that...
I know these are different people.
Oh, these are different people all together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, if you want that that Hilton number, I can look that up, too. Their call center people are funny.
Okay. Yeah, I told you. I know that Hilton.
Asking them different characters or fucked them or sexually assaulted them in some way.
You know, there was a guy that played Tigger that got in a sexual assault trial. He got exonerated, but they said that he had, the girl said that he had touched her breasts, and it's like, it was impossible. Like, when they showed the costume and stuff, like, it's like an oversized hand, like, the size of, like, a laptop. Like, there's no way he was groping anybody. You know what I mean? Like, how do you know what I mean? It's just, it's like dialing a telephone with a Nerf bat, kind of. You're not doing it. Anyway, Disney, everybody. Disney. Sponsor of Madhouse Convention number 2, 2020. Well, she ain't answering the phone tonight.
She don't want to pick up. Right there is the hotel number, and we'll dial to her room.
All
right.
I wonder if she had any customers at all yesterday. Huh?
I don't know. Dashie kept calling her.
she was begging for work. She's like, are you gonna come or not?
We had a bunch of recordings where that guy was yelling back at the text-to-speech thing.
Thank you for calling Parque Barres. This is Marcus. How may I help you?
Me.
Hey, Marcus, I need room 440, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't give a shit at this point.
She got a butthole full of dick right now.
Yeah, she's got a customer or something, dude. That
sucks. See if there's any Yelp check-ins.
Yeah. Let me look around here in Honolulu. I got a second wind now. Maybe I'll keep going.
Here's one in Honolulu. Somebody just checked into the curry house.
Oh, snap. All right. Let's order up some food. Lori, okay.
Mm-hmm. If you want an angle, tell her dogs just got hit.
She's got dogs, okay.
Yeah, two little pug looking things.
How do I know? Am I a neighbor or something?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, hi. I need to speak to someone who's eating there right now. Lori?
Yeah?
Lori? Can you ask for Lori?
Lori?
Uh huh.
Lori? Oh, here you go.
Oh.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Lori.
Yes?
Okay, yeah, I'm calling about your dogs. You live on Kapiolani Boulevard, right?
No, we don't.
Did you used to?
No.
Your dogs are microchipped? Your dog is microchipped and shows up as living on in that area?
About our dog.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I have your dog's carcass, your dog's body here, and I used. I guess you have it microchipped, your dog, in case it gets lost.
Why would you be calling Curry House?
Because information forwarded that you were at this location per the microchip information in your dog's bodies, the carcass of your dead dog's body.
Oh, Okay, I don't know who you're talking about.
Your dog is dead. Oh. She's like, what the fuck? Something's up.
He's talking about our dog.
I should have done the time agent angle. I always like to do that. Time agent, don't eat the fucking tikka masala. There it goes. There it goes. It released. Okay.
Here's one from New York.
Yeah, we have a dearth of numbers tonight, huh? Dearth.
Might be hard to fight the New York attitude.
All right. In Koreatown, she's checked in some restaurant.
King of New York Pizzeria.
Okay.
New York Pizzeria.
Yes, hello. I need to speak to a guest who's dining in there right now. Her name is Ashley. Ashley Hall.
There is no guest in here. No. Well, there's one, but it's a guy.
There's what?
There's only one customer in here, and it's a guy.
Oh, that's, yeah, it's a guy. It's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Give me one sec. What's his name?
Hugh.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You.
You?
Yeah.
Okay, what about it?
Yeah, I need to talk to them, please.
Give me one second. Who's okay. talking?
Oh, this is Eddie.
Eddie?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what was his name? Sorry about that.
You. Can you just please...
You what?
Ashley, it's Ashley. The name is Ashley.
Okay, give me one second.
Faggot. Like he's asking, are you Ashley? He's like, what? What, motherfucker?
Is it the location on Western and 3rd?
Yes, King of New York.
Okay, give me one second.
The fuck's he checking? Oh, yeah. You gotta be Ashley.
Okay, I guess I'm Ashley. Hello. What's a big dude killing him right now?
Oh my god, yes. Who's beating off?
I am.
Oh my god.
Fapping it hard.
Sorry, sir, there's no one by the name here right now.
Well, you're a motherfucker, alright? You know that?
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, fuck you. Bye.
Cocksucker.
Man, I don't know what else to do with him, so I called him motherfucker. Okay. I'm gonna try that crack core again. She's gotta pick up. She's there, she's gonna pick up. You gotta believe, Dwight.
I believe.
Fuck that crack hole.
Apparently, the lady that you put the virus on her computer has been communicating with.
Uh-oh.
What's this? I was checking Twitter complainers.
What do we got? What's the update?
She says, hey, who is going to fix? And says as of 3 minutes ago, says, we will assist you in removing any viruses or malicious software from your computer. Again, it is free to. And then they also respond, I'm sorry that you were the victim of a prank, but the call was not from the link I provided for.
Oh, shit. I gotta make a YouTube video, and I gotta include the images of these tweets now.
I'll send you the tweet link right to your thing here.
Awesome, thank you. Oh, shit. Oh, great, okay. That was a fun laugh. That lady's funny. I feel bad, though, that I made fun of her. I really do. I didn't know. I just thought maybe she was
she was a little slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just happened to, I was like, hey, I'm gonna grab some more Twitter complainers for Carlito. And then I'm like, wait a minute, I know that name. That's a weird name.
I just thought she was like 500 pounds, you know, like, you know, like, I thought that's what it was, but poor lady.
Oh, shit, okay, is she,
What do we got?
Oh, fuck. Okay, she's been tweeting up a storm about you, and, about other shit.
All right, what else?
Oh, Jesus, hang on, I gotta get to the fucking beginning here.
Uh-oh, all right.
That's not how. All right, here we go. Her first tweet. Better not tell you have problems with email or service. They will call and Sputnik a porn virus on your computer.
Sputnik.
Yeah, as of 32 minutes ago. 24 minutes ago. I hope every customer cancels their subscription to punish jerks like this. This on. I remember bullies like these people who would. 23 minutes ago. Push the mentally retarded kids around because they could. The bully internet provider wishing porn off on it, or yeah. Wishing, I think she meant to put pushing, but she wishing porn off on innocent customers.
Oh, shit.
19 minutes ago. The thieves called again, wanting to fix my computer this time. What would the reasonable man expect? A paid technician my choice to fix. Yeah, run their shit together. 18 minutes ago. Of course, this just proves that can mess with personal computers. Customers, they want to hassle. 14 minutes ago. Some people are so hateful, so envious, so uneducated, as to think that hurting others is is funny, a prank, a joke. Just bullies.
Look, I walked into that. I did not mean to go directly. Well, I did. I guess I did kind of ask her. But I didn't know it was an accident, you know? I just thought she was really fat. Or maybe she was like Prankmaster, whatever Prankmaster has, you know?
Right.
Like dead. I thought she had a palsy. Anyway, what else we got? Anything else? Was that
Yeah, there's a... I want to miss... This number just called me and said he was from... Now there is porn all over my computer. And put the number that we called from, which is corporate headquarters.
Okay.
Fucking Michelle, damn. Like I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's about a dozen.
Wow.
A dozen or so tweets within the last 45 minutes.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm not trying to say something mean, but if you have a problem where you've lost the ability to talk a lot, then that translates to maybe you communicate as much as you can through your fingers.
She didn't lose half her face. I see the picture.
Really? There's a picture? What? Did she get in a car accident? Is it? They'll fix that. She had oral surgery. Big deal. It's not her disability, is it really? Let me look at this. Are there pictures of her at all?
Right there.
Can we get the...
It's not right in there. The main chat. It looks like the gums are just gone, so her face is pushed in a little bit.
Oh.
So it looks like just a tooth issue.
Oh, yeah. So I wonder what happened. She's got a weird fucking name. Oh, yeah, she took a hit, though. Something happened to her. I wonder, maybe she got mouth cancer?
Yeah, from probably doing too much chew.
She was the company. I don't know if any
she's
women
a
that
video
that.
Producer, environmental activist.
Man. Woo, okay.
I'm gonna keep her page up just in case she tweets anymore.
Yeah, please do.
I'm breaking news. Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. Alright, what else do we got? Anything?
I'm grabbing numbers. I had to stop with her rant.
That was awesome.
I open up the page to get Twitter complaints. It's like the third one down. I'm like, didn't we just call this lady?
Shit. Shit. There's a Walmart here, but God. All right, fine. It's something to do. All right, Lowe's. Let's play the Lowe's game while you get some numbers here. Right, I think this is the one where our friend works. The guy that sounds like Chief.
Wasichu.
Forgot his name, but I think this is the one.
Wasn't it Chris or something?
I think so. Wow. I think it's the Honolulu one. This is the Maui one. Or this is the Kalua Kona.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. For directions to the store, press 1. For information on deliveries, press 1. Transferring to flooring. Please hold.
Oh, I want a tool. It'll probably go to the front desk anyway. Yeah, hey, how are you? Is this Floor?
Mark.
No, but this is Floor, right? Floor?
No, this is not flooring.
What do you do?
Home decor.
Your decor?
Home decor. This is Lions and Shade.
Oh, wow. And you're a man and you do that? Wow. Hey, can I get tools?
Can you what?
Can I get tools? Because I know I'll talk to a man there in tools.
I thought you wanted boards.
No, I put tools.
Oh, okay. Well, you just asked if this was floors.
Yeah, because I thought you said floor because you have like a accent. A Kaneka accent, you know?
Okay, but you're going to have to do is dial the operator.
Well, why don't you put me through the operator, motherfucker? Come on. Come on.
Excuse me?
You put me through the operator, motherfucker. Come on, you gotta help me. Come on.
Nice, you're talking to me like that.
Whatever happened to good customer service?
Okay, we'll call back.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
I gotta hear the options.
Store, press 1. Store out. For information on deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installation, press 2. Commercial sales, press 3. Appliances, press 4. Lumber and building materials, press 5. Flooring, press 6. Hardware and tools,
yes.
Press 7. For more departments, press 8. Transferring to hardware and tools.
Tool World. Hold. You love Tool World, don't you, Dwight?
I've been to Tool World a couple times.
Yeah, man, it's good, man.
They built it so the fucking shoplifters could be watched.
Yeah, didn't they?
Yeah, it's like a closed-in area. There's one way out, and they have cameras everywhere.
It's like the electronics department, usually. It used to be. Electronics department used to be like that, not anymore.
Damn.
Come on, front desk.
Hello, how may I direct your call?
Listen, it's taken a long time to get someone on the phone. I mean, wow. Can you help me get a hold of someone in tools?
Sure thing. One moment, please.
Okay. She rolled her eyes or this took a long time. I hate when customers get like that, so entitled.
Jules.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, yeah, I'm trying to get this tool figured out here that I need to get ordered for the machine.
Okay, what's up?
It's a main tool. The main tool.
A main tool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is that?
It has the buttons and it goes.
Buttons and it goes. You should be more specific.
I have the item number. Can you look it up on the computer?
Sure, absolutely.
Are you ready?
No. 1 second.
Stupid.
Okay, go for it.
It's 434-539.
Four, hold on. Did you say 434539?
Yeah.
That's a barbecue sauce.
Yeah, what's it called?
Barbecue sauce?
No, what does it say? It says something else.
It says rub some butt barbecue sauce.
Yeah, so how do I apply this on my, on the butt, exactly? Because this is for analingus, right? They sell, like, they got wacky shit here. Like, I just put a butt in the Lowe's search. They also got a 100-count butt splice wire connector. I want to see. They got a whole bunch of shit that says butt. Porter cable hinge butt template kit.
Ooh.
Ooh. Why are they selling fucking rub some butt 18-ounce mustard marinade sauce?
It's not enough to sell a grill that they gotta try to upsell with that shit.
They also sell, yeah, they sell a seasoning blend, and they also have a three-pack, which also includes a Kansas City version of the marinade sauce.
Wow.
You didn't want to say it. All right, we'll call back, right, fucker? We'll call a different apartment.
Motherfucker.
You want to try one? I'll give you the item number.
Sure.
All right, you try item number. Hang on, I'll just say, hey, I can give you a link to the page. There you go, link to the page. That should work. That should pull up all the butts.
Butt.
All right, and we'll do it.
Rub some butt mustard.
Rub some butt.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. For directions to the store, press 1. For transferring, please hold.
Oh, no transfer? I don't know what option I have, but fuck that. An 8. I'm at 5. I'm at 5, then 8.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. For information on delivery, press transferring to lumber and building materials.
Oops.
Please hold.
Oh, here you go. Did you get those numbers? You see them?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Come on, asshole.
Eventually goes to the front desk. And they get someone quick, usually on the radio, I think.
Tommy, there's your call?
Yeah, I was looking for someone in plumbing.
Plumbing, yeah, hang on.
Yeah, hurry the fuck up.
Rub some butt.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a good porno name. Rubs in your butt. 3.
Let me touch it.
It's got this on.
Oh, yeah. We should call Zappos. We haven't talked to them in a long time.
It has been a while.
They're racist jokes.
I would like to see what their joke is now. Okay, I'm looking for the number. I got it already.
Was the guy in plumbing actually in the bathroom testing the plumbing?
I'm testing the pipes out.
Alright, we're gonna have to grab a piece of PVC off the shelf to fix this.
I'm sorry, there's nobody in plumbing. Can I take a message for them?
No, I'm looking for an item. Can you look it up for me?
Sure, hang on.
Alright.
Okay, what's the item number?
It's, let's see here, 458802.
And it's a SOS order.
Okay, well, what's it come up as? Because I tried this with someone else the other day, and we had an issue. What's coming up on your end?
It's coming up as a SOS HG Wild Sports. We don't carry this in.
No, yeah, but what's the description? Because it's all distorted on my screen.
SOS ATG Wild Sports.
Yeah, well, the full thing says, I think Wild Sports Green Bay Packers Outdoor Cornhole Party Game. Have you ever been cornholed outside there, baby?
That's all it says.
Oh, okay. Listen, I know how to play this game. I'm going to go to the store and get some corn on the cob. You want to come over and I put it in your butthole?
No, not really.
Why not? It's fun. I'll butter it for you. I'm a gentleman.
Is there anything else I could do for you, sir?
Yeah, what time you get off work? You want to go get some coffee?
Wait a minute, ma'am. I got an item number. Can you look it up for me, please? I'm sorry. I'm serious. Hello? Oh, man. Let's see if we can...
She wanted to read the whole thing, you bitch.
She'll hang right up on us now, probably. So we got to hope for pickups now. Shoot.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Shit, damn it.
For information on delivery... For Millwood, press transferring to paint. Please hold.
Paint. Come on, paint.
Come in there, sir. Come?
Yes, I need to speak with electrical.
She's mumbling these motherfuckers.
I believe so.
This fucking lady has a real vendetta with the USPS, the one that we talked to with Comcast.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she bitches like anything wrong with her packages and shit. She's fucking tweeting at them like, you motherfuckers.
You think they took her teeth?
Probably.
They may be the ones, right? So Barb in Idaho is complaining about Hertz. He got an email with all the same questions at some point, and someone in your company needs to step up and fix your mistake. Some kind of mistake with Hertz Rent-A-Car, I guess, huh? Right? Some chick complaining?
Yeah. What was the mistake? I forgot what the mistake was.
Too bad for her. She doesn't really explain it. Oh, there is a Twitter link, but... Yeah, I'll try that. Vocal fry. Our dad has been trying to get help all day on the phone. Hours now driving to the airport because of your mistake. Some kind of mistake with the car. Big deal.
Oh, probably his dad... Like, their dad probably reserved a car and then it wasn't there, so now they have to go pick him up or something.
Oh, shit.
Don't go fuck themselves.
I guess so they just decided they had to go here. Yeah. All right.
Hi, you've reached...
Well, she ain't gonna be reaching her. Dude, next we have one, though, that I'm excited about. It's United Airlines being the worst airline ever. That's all they got to say about the situation. I think that's great. I think that's a libel, slander.
Oh, they're pissed because some airline people, the stewardesses, kicked an autistic daughter off a plane for her behavior.
Oh, yes.
And Gary Twain Booth, photography. We are unable to...
Yeah, I heard about that, and I was actually trying to prank another Twitter complainer earlier. Not this one, but the dude in Orlando, but it wasn't big enough. For the same reason, he was upset about that. I guess the girl was autistic, and they kicked her and the mom off the plane. The girl's probably like, I'm a choo-choo train. Are we really getting nowhere?
Thank you for calling Default Images and Gary Payne Booth.
Okay, man. Is that it? I'm done. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's past.
Wait. I just found something you'll love.
What?
Because I think this person may still be on the plane.
On the plane. Nice.
Let me get his real name is Andrew J. And let me give you his tweet.
Let's see what happened to this guy.
That's the thing now, man. Please help us. This plane is hot and stale, sickening. May we deplane or? Oh, sweet. Okay. All right.
He's on the plane. Tell him to shut up and sit the fuck down and behave.
You got a number? I got it here.
Right. For United?
I got it. His number.
His number's right there, I believe.
Cut off. You're missing digits.
Damn it. Hang on.
I want to get him.
Oh, that's just Dashy's tool. Oh, shit. There's nothing I can do about that.
Oh, damn it. They're stuck on
the... Fuck, that would have been so good.
They're stuck on the tarmac.
Yeah, it can't be hard to look this up.
Yeah, I'm copying...
This name?
I'm copying as we speak right now. I'm gonna call this guy. We're on the tarmac. Ugh. Hey, shit. Come on.
A fucking non-profit. You would think they would...
Yeah, I know, right? Look up that area code. I found them. I found where they are. I got it. I got a match. I'm on it. Here we go. Let's see if he picks up. Oh, I need a caller ID.
For United?
Yeah.
Yep, hang on. Documents, numbers. I got United's caller ID somewhere in here. There it is.
Like if you had this in your dogs, that's awesome. Like, yes, documents are good. Okay. All right, now we can do it. Now we can prank. Can you mute up there for a second? This would be so awesome if you picked up. Oh, shit.
Your Comcast lady is still pissed.
Is she? What's she saying now?
Comcast bullies want to know why I talk funny.
Oh.
$250,000 to cut off half my face and teeth. Can't you tell by the picture?
Oh, my God, really?
You should call her back just to tell her to cut it out before we end the show.
Well, tell her I'm sorry. I didn't know. I feel really bad. I really do, Dwight. I'll call back after the show. Apologize to her privately. Okay? I promise.
Tell her to quit feeling sorry for herself.
No. Come on. That's horrible. Especially if it was an accident. That means she didn't have it all her life, you know? I think it's even worse. If you're born with it, you're born with it. You know, you... It's what you know. You know what I mean? But to have and had lost...
Oh, great. Someone just put her Twitter out there on the... In the IRC. There's no good could come of this.
Alright. Do it on the plane, won't answer the phone. That sucks.
That would have been great. That whole plane would have been in an uprising. I was all talking to you now and they told me to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I was going to tell, like, all right, you can get out, but don't tell anyone else. You can't tell anyone else. We're going to let you out only.
Arby says he's going to harass that lady more than Michelle.
Oh, man. How is Arby doing? Say hi to Arby for me.
Hey, Arby.
Do we have anything else? You got anything lingering?
No. I think Danimal posted something, but I haven't looked.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's one. It's time. Thank you, man. We've been over 3 hours. Thanks for sending numbers. I appreciate it. See you, man.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Here.
That's Dwight. The show is every week here on Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. As well as on Saturday nights, 10 p.m., 7 Pacific. I'll be here again next Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. Pacific. At least that's what the plan is. I don't always stick to my plan. But that would be my plan. Other than that, y'all have a good week. I'll try to see if I can maybe do a daytime show this week. I didn't get a newspaper. Anybody out there listening? Live or to the podcast later? I hope to have this episode up within 24 hours. If you could send me some local ads, if it's not too late, I'd appreciate it. See if I can get to those tomorrow, Tuesday. It would be nice to do a daytime show tomorrow. I got nothing on my schedule tomorrow. Maybe I'll do a daytime show tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Catch you guys later. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Bye. Just because I'm hurt doesn't mean